Breakfast Daily Dilemma.
All right, an interesting one. I'd love to hear people's thoughts on this now, because this is a real, I think this is a proper dilemma between friendship and doing the right thing.
Okay.
Well, which way are you going to go here, Trish?
It depends.
Okay,
it
let
depends.
Me read it out. It's from a girl and it says, "Hi, Beat Breakfast crew. I'm a 23-year-old girl and I have a male best friend. And we've been close since we were young. He's always supported me. However, despite how great and supportive he is to me and his other female friends, he behaves terribly in his own relationships. And I've made it clear several times that I don't approve of the way he treats women. But I've never got too involved because I don't feel it's my place to do so. For the last few months, he's been seeing a very sweet but naive girl who doesn't seem to realise that my friend isn't after a serious relationship. Every time I broach the subject with him, he says, 'I don't see this as a long-term thing. She's just a bit of fun.' However, she told me on a night out at the weekend that her job has offered her a 6-month placement abroad next year. She says it's a brilliant opportunity, but she's going to turn it down so she can stay here with my friends. I feel awful thinking about it since, and I feel I should have said something to her. I was especially troubled when she told me all this, and I don't know if I should talk to her about it. I don't want to interfere or sour my friendship with him, but how can I let this girl throw away such an incredible opportunity for a man who I know doesn't really care about her? After being treated badly in my own relationships, what kind of woman would I be to sit back while my friend does the same thing to this girl?"
Do you think
friendship loyalty is it and that's that?
I don't think it's anything to do with your friendship loyalty or loyalty to anybody. I think
just be a good person.
Let other people live their own lives.
She's making her decision.
If she makes a silly decision, well, you think it's a silly decision. She thinks it's the right decision to make. You can't control what other people do. I can't tell somebody to not take a job or to take a job
but if you have information that may be a factor in them making that decision, would it not play on your mind a little that you should try and at least steer them in a direction?
No, this girl is in a relationship with a guy who it seems is making it obviously clear that he's not into relationships, and she's not picking up on those signals. I mean,
yeah, but
I'm nobody's love doctor. Like,
oh, I completely agree with that. Sometimes if you get that little bit of information, it will change your life completely. And you know yourself, you're in a relationship. Sometimes you don't know how that person is. They're a completely different person with you. So this friend, I think she has to say something. I don't think she can just sit quiet. Her male friend seems like
He's a great friend. He's just not great in relationships.
I think you owe it to this girl to maybe say something if you can't get your friend to do it. Like, you can't let her ruin her life and then know you knew you had information that you didn't pass on. Whether it's your friend or not, it's the right thing to do.
But who's to say you'd be letting her ruin her life? She could move for that job and it could be the biggest disaster thing she's ever done.
Yeah, but the main decision why she's not going for the job
is because of him. I love him and he's the one, and he's going to be there forever.
I would say, girl, like, she's obviously talking to her. They have a relationship. Yeah. Why can't she just say, I don't know if he's on the same page. I don't know if he's as serious about this relationship. Don't put your life on hold for someone else. That's what I'd always say.
Yeah, I don't think I'd necessarily dish the dirt on my friend.
No.
Oh, he's this and he's that. But I certainly would approach her again with a, "Come here, have you really thought about that offer?" I think you'd be mad not to take it. You're young, you know. She doesn't say where this offer is. If it's in Europe, you can make the relationship work. She'll know very quickly if he's no interest in visiting her. Yeah. But I try and push her again without dishing the dirt on my friend, I think.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd lay it all out, as Niall said there, but I'd definitely let her know that, listen, you need to make this decision based on you and not anybody else.
Okay, let's get some thoughts.
Tell us what you think now. Local 1890-715-102 or text 085-1029-103.
Already some of the messages coming in. Girl power, we need to stick together. Tell
absolutely
her.
Absolutely.
Would you get involved, or do you think, no, he's my friend, I'm not going to mess this up for him? 085-102-9103. I'd love to hear your honest thoughts this morning. Beat 102-103. It's 8:38 on Beat Breakfast. We're getting quite a strong reaction on the dilemma this morning. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Would you get involved? Would you sit back? What would you do here? 085-102-9103. We're going to get some thoughts, and we've music on the way from Ava Max, Big Number One, Sweep It Psycho next.
Beat Breakfast with Now TV. Get the family together with Frozen and the Santa Claus trilogy on Now TV.
The Beat Breakfast Daily Dilemma.
Quick synopsis then. Girl in touch with us. She has a best friend who's a guy. They grow up together. They get on really well. They're great friends, but she doesn't really approve of how he treats girls, in that he's a bit of a player and all that kind of stuff. And she's been going out with this girl for a few months. She's a lovely but naive girl, and the girl told our emailer over the weekend that she's been offered a great opportunity with work to travel next year for 6 months on a placement, but she's turning it down because she wants to stay and make things work with the fella. But our emailer knows that the fella, this is just another notch, and he's just going to move on pretty soon. So she doesn't know whether to say something. Now, what we don't know is, a lot of people are referring to it in the text, I presume the girlfriend has told the fella that she's had this opportunity. I don't know if it's a secret to him.
I don't know that.
It's not clear in the email. Yeah. But look, we'll start with some calls on this and see what the reaction is. Hey, Donna, how are you?
Hi, how are you doing?
Not too bad now. What do you make of this dilemma? Where would you stand on it?
Well, it's simple. You have a friend. Mm. If you want to keep your friends, you have respect for them and you don't go telling tales.
Okay.
What's said in friendship stays in friendship, but you have to poke the friend and say, do the right thing. You can't do this to this girl. You have to put them straight.
Okay.
And that's what good friends does. You don't tell them what they want to hear. You tell them the truth.
Okay. So you're going to push him to do the right thing here rather than you get involved.
Yeah, push him to do the right thing because it's not her decision. And she might lose a friend. You can't do that to your friends.
Yeah, yeah.
Because in the end, he might, see reason.
Okay.
You can't judge people. And at the end of the day, if you want to judge your friends, you wouldn't have any.
If you didn't say anything to him, if you didn't get involved and you thought, that's not my place, would it play on your mind afterwards, not doing the right thing there?
Well, I wouldn't be able to. I'd have to say something.
Okay. Mm. Okay, well said,
yeah,
Donna.
I'd have to say something to him.
Thank you so much for talking to us. Have a great morning.
Right. No worries.
Bye.
See you, bye.
Hey, Stephen, how are you?
How are you, Niall?
And not too bad, thanks. What do you make of this whole thing?
I just think that maybe the girl should probably talk to her friends.
Okay.
And let them know that, look, I was talking to your missus the other day. I found out she's after having a great opportunity. Maybe you should have a little chat with her.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Try and urge him to do the right thing, yeah?
Exactly, because it's not getting in between the two of them. It's not, kind of picking sides.
It's not telling tales or, doing the dirt on your friends.
No, it's only giving a bit of information over. He has no interest in the woman.
Yeah.
Now, this friend to me seems like the kind of friend that just is a bit of a tool. And when it comes to ladies, he just doesn't really care. So if he's along the lines of, yeah, well, that's her decision, what would you do then? Would you think you're obligated to say something to the girl because you are kind of friends with her?
Well, to be honest, if he doesn't care about her, I'm sure he has no problem leaving her go.
Oh,
yeah.
That's true, too.
Yeah.
It could be the best thing for the girl. You'll know by the fella's reaction then.
Yeah.
If he does have interest in her.
Okay, well said, Stephen. Thanks for chatting to us this morning. Have a good day.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thanks very much. Bye. Take care.
Right, just a few comments coming in via WhatsApp. Too many lads get away with disrespecting girls like this. If he doesn't care about her, then tell her and let her make her decision. It doesn't sound like he'd be bothered if she left anyway, but if she finds out too late that he was saying this stuff about her, she could be super hurt. I get, Vinny, that she should have more cop on, but we've all been fooled once, surely. Mm-hmm. Lads, sometimes the wrong decisions turn out to be the best. What's meant for you won't pass you. What's meant for you won't pass you. I think I talked to him first and explained to him, because then she's trying to cover both bases. Controversial viewpoint alert. Beep, girl power. And all this beep. Why do we live in a society where it's wrong to let people make their decisions and learn from their mistakes? If it's the wrong call, she'll soon realise it. Stop mollycoddling her because she's a woman.
It's not mollycoddling because she's a woman. If whether this was male or female, it would be the same thing. It's just being a good person and trying not to make someone make a really rash decision, especially when you see you could prevent them from doing that.
Okay. And one more here. Tell him that she's staying with him and she's falling in love with him. And I guarantee you, he'll tell her himself to head off and she'll take the job. Problem solved.
Yeah.
Oh, she's head over heels in love with you. She was talking about a wedding ring. She's talking about weddings. Hello and good morning, good morning. You are with the Beat Breakfast crew. It's Niall and Vinny and Trish, and it's Tuesday morning. Coming up this hour, crack and play Irish tune of the week, and also we're going to give you a chance in with the Brandon House Hotel, but you'll need to land your friend in it. Stay with us for that. Last comment on the dilemma this morning from Sheila. I had friends like this, and we told every girl he was with, they all knew, it never stopped them, and they all fell at his feet, his smile and boyish charms. You need to make mistakes in life to learn.
No. I think if I can prevent somebody from making a horrible mistake, whether or not they choose to, what they choose to do with the information afterwards, that's up to them. But my conscience would be clear knowing that I said.
Mistake, though.
She clearly is mad about this guy. It is a complete mistake.
You learn from your mistakes, though. You need to go through them. You need to live the mistakes to learn from them.
Her 6 month placement might disaster. She might not even work in the industry ever again.
Yeah, maybe. But let her have that choice.
But let her have this choice.
But she's basing this choice around a guy, is my problem.
Stop fighting. It's like Christmas Day.
Like, if she was just saying, oh, I didn't want it, grand. But she's basing it around him.
Okay, our dilemma returns tomorrow, and the email address is talk@beat102103.com. If there's anything Christmassy going on you need help with, if you're thinking of shifting someone at the Christmas party this weekend, come to us. We will guide and we will advise.